Hi, I'm Chloe Biru. Welcome to the Chats by Chloe. For more than 10 years, the Chloe platform brings inspiring stories about people and travel on different channels, newsletters, the Chloe magazine, and this podcast. Access our Instagram at ByChloe and subscribe for free. Ah, and follow me on my Instagram account at Chloe Ribeiro. The stamps on his passport reveal more about who he really is than his own ID. I would say he's the impersonation of the term globetrotter. He's a puzzle of high complexity. Once Andy Warhol's assistant, today the global ambassador for Valentino. He also reveals his secrets in exclusive books like the recent Comporta by Assoli. Ladies and gentlemen, Kaká de Souza. Hi, Carlos. Thanks so much for coming for this podcast today to talk about your life and about your new book.
Thank you. Good morning. Very happy to be here.
Great. So when did all started to about the idea about producing a book about Comporta?
Well, Comporta is a place that I've been visiting since 35 years. My dear friend, Pedro Espírito Santo, to whom the book is dedicated, took me there 35 years ago in a visit that I did to Lisbon, and it was love at first sight. Comporta, I visit now again after 35 years, 5 years ago, and it remains the same. It was very remote, very calm, foot on the sand, no big stores, no big nightclubs, no shopping malls. And this, I think, is the direction I want for my life now for holidays. I've been going to all the great places, Mykonos, Ibiza, whatever. But now the mobs arrived. And I mean, when you have a moment to have a relaxed moment, a holiday, I prefer the simple side without too much buzz.
But it was during a trip to Comporta that you figured out, wow, I have to produce and write a book.
Something
about
like
this
3 years ago, I went back with my family and we rent a little place in Comporta. And taking the pictures, I was seeing this incredible taste, very particular. It was a house of Pedro Espírito Santo. And he had this kind of very simple taste, like kind of a shabby chic. The way he mixed the stuff.
Rustic chic.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I say, but where this inspiration comes from? He say, listen, Carlos, as you know, we have two houses close to each other in Nova Friburgo, in Brazil, in the mountains. And visiting the house of the colonos, the people that works the land and all that, they went for a little coffee or something, and they have all this crazy mix of patterns and different mobilia and all that, and that gave him the inspiration. So he transferred back to Comporta the taste that he have with Brazilian colonos. So this is the idea. And
then taking pictures, you were...
Yeah, I'm taking pictures. All of a sudden, I say, Pedro, how do you like this? How great? Oh, the pictures are great. I say, let me see what I can do with those images. And indeed, the same pictures that I showed to him, just as an inspiration, end up in the book.
Ah, so, but you already, like, launched a book, Carlos Places, in 2014. Right?
Correct.
So then it was kind of like a line for the same idea.
Indeed. Producing. I mean, with Martina Solin and Prosper, that did my first book, Carlos Places, that it was a coletania of all the places that I traveled during the year. And I visit various spots. And what I did is I took pictures of my places where I visit, like I start a year also in Stade. And so from there I go to Los Angeles, where there is the Golden Globes. Then I'm back in Europe. Anyway, I follow more or less my calendar. And taking pictures after 1, 2, 3 years, I show all those pictures to Martina Solin, with whom I have done other books, one of Valentino, one of Giancarlo Giametti, one for the House of Valentino. And showing this to Martin, she say, wow, this is quite a good material. Let's start doing a kind of an Instagram book that you photograph so well. all of a sudden she said, no, this is not an Instagram book. This is a destination book.
Wow.
Because you have so many tips. I mean, you show the hotels that you like.
Yeah.
You also speak about the restaurants that you like to go, where to shop. So I did a number of appointments,
mm-hmm.
and I divided together with the Azulin group in cities. And this is a book that I launched 3 or 4 years ago.
And while you were producing the Comporta book, which is now like all of my friends in New York, they're talking about going to Portugal, especially Comporta. It's kind of like, we would say, the Hamptons for you, right?
No, Comporta, I have a good wave now. I mean, after so many years that Portugal was a little bit not in great shape and all that, going and visiting the city changes so much. I mean, Lisbon nowadays is a magnet for a lot of people. Yeah. The whole of Europe is transferring themselves because of Portuguese taxes that they are applying, facilitating very much, I mean, people moving there.
Mm-hmm.
So I have many, many friends that from Paris, from America, they're all living in Lisbon now. Lisbon and Portugal.
But I think that like what you've been doing, it's a huge part of why Comporta is such a hot place to go right now. Because with all of the press that you're having, as you're such a big figure for the entertainment, fashion world, you're a contributor for different magazines, global ambassador for Valentino for so many years, producing almost everything that we know for the image of the company. And I think that you have like a big, big, big part of why Comporta is so known now, right?
Well, indeed, like when I showed these first pictures to Martina Sulin,
mm-hmm.
she mentioned, Carlos, but this is a place that is not so well known. Do you think it's going to work? I say, listen, everybody is talking about Portugal now. I have so many friends moving into the city.
Mm-hmm.
The tourism is 100% increased.
Yeah.
So I think that she was a little bit in doubt, but with the time in two years that we make photographing, me and Charlene, my ex-wife, with mm-hmm. who we mm-hmm. collaborate in the book, taking pictures. I mean, in 2 years, everything changed. And more people are visiting Portugal. And nowadays, they say that in the next 10 years, Portugal is going to be one of the stars of Europe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And this is all caused by the incredible warm heart of the Portuguese soul, the incredible craftsmanship that they have, the beauty and the history of Lisbon, very tied up with Brazil. I'm Brazilian anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And talking about the details of the book, you took the pictures, you gave recommendations about places. And for our listeners, what would you say that it's like a spending a week in Comporta? How would you suggest for them to spend
First
their
of
time.
All, you have to be sure that there is not that you're going to go for one of those cities that everybody wants to go for, the nightclub, the movida.
Mm-hmm.
There is a holiday with foot on the sand, very relaxed. When you detox from your digital platforms that you live in,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a place that is much more relaxed and has a different kind of holidays. Even the last summer now, when I spent traveling a little bit about, we went to Greece, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden we didn't want to go. I was a guest of Valentino in the boat,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't want to go to the crazy, crazy place.
Yeah,
we
want
to relax and swim and have nice meals, and we decided to go to the simple side of mm-hmm. Greece.
Mm-hmm.
It was the mini Cyclades that we visit, and Paros, Antiparos.
Maybe it's
we
the next
did
book.
Milos. Yeah, maybe. I have already a projection for another book, for another beautiful place. But anyway, if you go to Comporta, don't expect to go and go crazy. It's all about great food, wonderful days at the beach.
Waking
nice little
up early.
That's it. Waking up early, that's what I do every day anyway. But it's a different kind of holiday. It's much more sedate. And I mean, it's the moment when you really rest. We have such a busy life throughout the year.
Yeah.
So my kind of holiday is in that direction nowadays.
And
do you have like kind of a season that you would not recommend to go, or like there isn't a specific, always listen, summer was, for sure.
We are now in October.
Yeah.
And yesterday I was speaking with friends in Lisbon and the temperatures are still very high. So the summer starts in April and goes to November.
Yeah.
So it's a great summer. But me too, I mean, traveling in the world, I like to visit the cities in the different seasons.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you go to Venice, and everybody likes to go to Venice during the summer, where there's Biennale of architecture, of the arts. But I love the feeling of Venice under the fog in the winter month when it's humid and dark and everybody's covered.
Cozy.
I think I like the diversity of various moments during the year in a city.
And arriving in a flight in Lisbon, how long it takes for like my car, right?
Yeah, no. I always, when I arrive in Lisbon, I rent a car and it's something like 1 hour. In 1 hour, you are
ready.
And
the roads are spectacular,
yeah,
right?
Indeed. Everything now is pretty smooth and great. 35 years when I went the first time, you still have to take a boat and cross.
Oh, really?
It's a peninsula. And nowadays they did the modern roads. But in my first time visiting there, it was you have to reach with a balsa.
And for you, the beauty about 30, 35 years ago, that it was your first time there, for now, the beauty is that nothing, or almost nothing changed. That's
indeed
why it's so special.
Indeed. Comporta, that used to belong to the family Espírito Santo, they tried to maintain this much as possible.
Oh, I didn't know that belonged to them.
It used to belong to them, to the family Espírito Santo. And recently, there was a whole scandal that went public, and the family went bankrupt because of a bad move. And nowadays, they are trying to sell Comporta. So there is two options, but the direction to Comporta would be exactly to maintain the nature, the wonderful sauvage kind of side that is so wonderful and great.
And about food, what are the restaurants that you absolutely love there and why?
Listen, Portugal is very easy to eat
Yeah.
I mean, any tasca that you go, any bar that you go, you always can have a very good food. Portuguese cuisine is the mother of the Brazilian cuisine.
Yes.
Which I grow up with, and they have the good tempero. They have the good seasoning. And I mean, the fish is delicious, and the food is a variety of incredible fish and meat and pork and all that, everything mixed up with great herbs. And so when I arrived, the first plate that I have in Comporta, I have a restaurant that is one of my favorite there called Pôr do Sol, Sunset. And arriving there, the first thing that I have is amêijoas ao bulhão pato.
Oh.
Amêijoas, clams, with bulhão pato, and it's seasoned with coriander and garlic in a nice sauce. And that together with a good glass of white wine, it's nothing better.
Local wine?
Local wine, the green wine, very young wine.
And about staying, like you have friends with houses there, but what about travelers? They should rent a house?
Yeah, there is a lot of renting houses, of famous houses that they rent during the high season of August, because there is 2 weeks during the month of August that everybody goes there.
Yeah.
So it gets a little tricky. Accommodation is not so easy. They have a fantastic hotel called Sublime Hotel that I visited something like 6 years ago, and now they increase, and now they also launching new one comes, Stork Club. So accommodation is a little tricky. But if you surf, I mean, there's bread and breakfast now all over the place, and many friends of mine, they rent their houses in the 2 weeks in Ferragosto, in the middle of August.
So basically, to go to Comporta, our listeners should rent a car from the airport in Lisbon, and then probably, or stay in the few hotels that you have the option there, or bed and breakfast, but renting a house, it's a good option.
It's a great option. The houses are beautiful, very relaxed, with many rooms, and I mean, it's increasing now. They're planning new hotels and all that, but everything in a very kind of a calm way. Mm-hmm. It's not a Four Seasons hotel or something
like
that.
Yeah, it's very laid back, very cozy.
Laid back, relaxed, yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about your life. Like, so how did you start it in the business, in the fashion business that's been...
Yeah, it's like 35 years, 40 years. I was a young model and I met Valentino. Mm-hmm. Valentino took me to do a fashion show in Rome. Mm-hmm. And I work a little bit in Europe like a model. And after that, right away, I changed into photography. I did assistance to many photographers. And coming to America, that I come since the early stage of my modeling career, mm-hmm. I started working with... Andy Warhol. Mm-hmm. I used to, I was shooting one day in a party that Valentino was giving a party at El Morocco. Ah. And Andy Warhol comes to me and say, listen, ooh, with your looks, everything that you ask for the people, they will do. I guess you have good pictures. Do you mind showing it to me? And next day I visited the Interview magazine. Ah. And he liked the pictures, and I collaborate with them for many years on the social side, working with Bob Colacello in a column that used to call Out, Bob Colacello Out. So I collaborate a lot with them, and then I did many years of all the fashion shows I was photographing for Interview magazine.
And what were the things that you were asking for these people at the party that...
It's like you arrive. I mean, I'm not a shy guy.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, and I would ask, oh, would you please do a picture? Can you look this way, look that way, and
you
all that.
You were kind of directing.
Yeah, kind of asking to have a good picture. And the people were very comfortable with that. So Andy Warhol got the pictures.
Do you still have these pictures?
Oh, yeah, I have many. Yeah.
Oh, I want to see it. Yeah. I want to see it. I want to be part of the article. And then after that, when did everything started with Valentino?
Well, no, I was working with Valentino and Interview. And after that, I mean, I did photography for many years. And then I was working with a magazine called Harper's Bazaar.
Mm-hmm.
I was an editor for the men's fashion shoots mm-hmm. that they used to do here in New York. Mm-hmm. And so I work with many important photographers like Steven Meisel, Ken Hack, Herb Ritz, Bruce Weber.
Wow.
All great photographers. And working with Harper's Bazaar, I used to travel the fashion circuit. And they asked me
to be an
editor.
You must have the best stories ever.
Oh, a lot of stories. One day I'll put it in a book.
You will.
One day. But anyway, working with in the fashion circuit, mm-hmm. I was doing editing also for this men's magazine. And after I got married, I lived in Brazil for 2 years when I have our first son. And Harper's Bazaar calls me and asked me to come and do editor-in-chief of Harper's Bazaar Italy. Uh-huh. I went there in Milan and I work with Lisette Catan and Peppone della Schiava. And it was great years because we used to photograph everything in America and with great photographers. I worked with them 2 years. And then Giancarlo Giammetti called me back to Valentino saying that they were starting a new line, a second line called Oliver, inspired on one of the pugs Valentino used to have. And it's a second line that I worked, I was image coordinator for them. From there, I went into public relations, working with the House of Valentino. And nowadays, after many years, I'm the brand ambassador for the company.
And talking before we started the podcast, that like you were in New York for how many years working from here for the company?
I was here now allocated in New York for the last 12 years.
12 years.
And now I'm based back in beautiful Rome, and I'm so happy with it.
And what are your favorite places in New York to
in
eat?
In New York?
Yes.
Well, I mean, New York is such a mixed bag of incredible restaurants. And I mean, being a Brazilian and very much Italian after so many years living in Italy, I circuit a lot the Italian restaurants around, like Sant'Ambrose, mm-hmm. that I like very much, Bar Pitti, Casa Lever, and so on. Many, many restaurants. But I like also to vary, and I love the Chinese world,
oh, yeah.
the Japanese great restaurants like Yasuda. that is one of my favorite sushi places. Mm-hmm. This is on 43rd and between 3rd and Lex.
Okay.
And second and third, between 2nd and 3rd, Yasuda. Sushi Yasuda, very good. Mm-hmm. I love Mexican food as well. So Rosa Mexicano is one of my favorite that I travel a lot. But in New York, there is a constant change all the time.
Yeah.
There is always new restaurants coming, and it's always good to discover.
Do you host a lot? Because as like working for the company and doing like PR, but I would say it's at your level, it's way more than PR. Like you carry the brand.
I represent the house when there is special events.
Yeah.
And so, but we do a lot also. I mean, after so many years here where I did the whole New York scene mm-hmm. that I enjoy very much, now it's more about Europe and the collections. We have something like 6 collections during the years, 2 Pret-a-Porters, 2 high fashion and 2 men's collections. And we present all this in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And I represent the house when there is an important event or during the Golden Globes where I travel to visit them and represent the house on the events and Oscars. So it's a little bit of East Coast, West Coast, and more Europe.
Globetrotter. Of course. And you're talking about a new project. Maybe you cannot talk a lot about it, but for the next, let's say, for the next 5 years, where do you think that you're going to kind of project your life for new
Well, I have always challenges. The interest of doing other books. Asuline is very happy with my collaboration with them. And we have something that we are planning now, a spot that I like very much in Italy,
mm-hmm.
and is the Amalfi Coast.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing what can be done, and there is a project that I'm working on it. And is the cities of Amalfi, Positano, Ravello, wow. the Amalfi Coast. That is another paradise on earth. Great food, fantastic Italian appeal to the world with beautiful sea, beautiful food. I like very much Amalfi Coast.
And do you think about like having going across the book and having probably a magazine, a website or something that we can constantly check your recommendations?
Well, I did some collaboration with Brazil. I mean, I was a photographer for Vogue a long time ago when they started. And I collaborate also with another magazine called Cidade Jardim,
mm-hmm.
to whom I was an ambassador, bringing international people to this group.
Mm-hmm.
And I always work with magazines since the Harper's Bazaar times in Italy. I like very much the editorial side as well.
Oh, but we would love to have something that we could always and always and always check all of your recommendations as you're traveling all the time all over the world. Mm-hmm. Something that I would like to ask regarding the work representing a brand. What do you think that are the challenges as fashion world changed so much for the last 10, 20 years?
Well, it's a constant change. I mean, you see nowadays the importance of the digital platforms.
Yeah, exactly.
And the way, and I have quite a good Instagram that is well followed for small numbers, but I have a very good quality.
Yeah, it's all about the quality now, right?
About quality of people following me. And I mean,
but do you think that 20 years ago, 30 years ago, for now, like, what do you think that were the challenges to work a fashion brand to get not only attention, but to promote in the right way, but also being very sophisticated, having the sophisticated line that Valentino always had, but not being so to digital, just like, oh, let's work with a lot of influencers.
Well, this is the development of the world of fashion nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I started working when I worked with Valentino, and it was a family company.
Yeah.
And the family company was decided between 5-6 people around the table with Mr. Giancarlo Giammetti. And nowadays it's a corporation that have a worldwide appeal. Valentino have an incredible success mm-hmm. under the guidance of Pierpaolo Piccioli that is doing one collection more interesting than the others. The success is always there. And I mean, but I mean, the evolution of the world of fashion is constant and is always going more and more now, even editorship. I mean, the magazines, I mean, everybody going into digital.
Yes.
I wonder if sometimes in the future, in the next 5-10 years, we're going to be saving trees and not having printing material.
Yeah,
and everything is going to be digital. Me nowadays, I mean, when I travel, I mean, I always have my iPad. I used to travel going to inside an airplane with so many magazines, so many books to read. And I was, I mean, kilos and kilos of material. Nowadays, you buy everything online. I still like to have a book in my shelves when it's a special book that I like so much.
Yeah.
But
it's
nowadays,
part of the decor,
reading,
not only the content, but also the decor.
Yeah, but nowadays, I mean, to travel and all that, I think the digital is very, 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 very modern and more appealing to the way we travel in the world.
Mm-hmm, to be spread. So to finish our podcast, I'd like to know where our listeners can buy the book and how it's your schedule for, are you still making tours, press?
Yeah, I still have something to do on the end of this second semester.
Okay.
And the books you can buy online, asulin.com. The name is Comporta Bliss. My Instagram is carlossouza1311. You can follow me to travel together with me around the world. And one thing about my Instagram, many people come to me and say, Carlos, you have such a positive energy in Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, I hate when people come and make bad comments on you or try to put down somebody that make a comment. I think the platform is something to elevate people. And a lot of people come to me and say, Carlos, thank you for the good message that you send.
And even the books, like you're bringing joy, you're bringing good things for us.
Yeah, I mean, I was educated, I mean, again, in the house of Valentino that is all about fashion and beautiful. It's about the beauty.
Mm-hmm.
It's always to elevate. And I mean, I, being a photographer, I see kind of beauty everywhere. And so that's why I'm so fruitful with my material.
Yes.
Because in any corner that you travel, that you look, I mean, there is always beauty someplace.
Yeah.
And in, I always try to communicate this
to
in my
positive
digital
side. And for maybe autographs that our listeners want when they have the book, where are you going to sign books?
Well, at the moment now, I did something like 10.
Yeah, I saw you were everywhere.
I did Brazil. I did also Comporta. I did a tour in Europe, in the many cities,
mm-hmm.
autographing in the Valentino stores,
mm-hmm.
Where we did good cocktails with a lot of people coming by and all that. And now, I mean, I'm kind of have to work a little bit until the end of the year. And maybe next year I will do some more in Brazil, some other book signings.
Okay, so we will have on the website your schedule for next year for signing the book. And thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much.
I'm very happy to be here. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and I send you my best.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm Paul Ribeiro, and you just listened to the Chats by Club. If you like this episode, please subscribe to our channel and receive the new ones right away. Oh, and please rate and review. Thank you, and I'll see you soon.